The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, while summer's the time when the evenings get longer, the sky is bluer, it's also the time when the jellyfish are out there. So which jellyfish are floating in Irish bathing waters? And are they really as terrifying as some of us may think? Well, to tell us all about this, Tom Doyle, lecturer in zoology at the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences at UCC. Tom, good morning.
Hello, Pat.
Now, people are scared of jellyfish. Often the only time they come across them is, we were talking earlier about beached whales, but when you find a jellyfish beached on the sand and you can get a close look at it, otherwise you might feel it. You might feel it in the water.
Well, yeah, you know, a jellyfish is something we're all familiar with. It's something we see all the time. You see them washing up on beaches. You know, whales are something that's very unusual, but jellyfish are common. We see them in the waters all the time. But generally, we run away from them. We're scared of them. We're frightened of them because we're afraid to get stung. But actually, they're an animal that doesn't swim away because they generally don't know you're there because they don't have eyes. They don't see you. But they are a very common feature of our waters, and it's something that you can bump into, unfortunately, when you're swimming in the waters.
Yeah. Now, they are actually made of water, basically.
They are, yeah. A study I did many years ago, we actually worked out the energy density of them or how much water do they have. And they're something between 95 and 98% water. So they're actually, you know, if we compare with ourselves, we're 50 or 60% water. So jellyfish are pretty much all water and very little energy content in them.
Now, tell me about their stinging ability. I mean, why do they sting? Are they a predator? And if so, what's their prey?
Well, that's exactly it. They sting because they're predators. Exactly that. Because they're watery, they don't have bones or hard parts. So how do they capture their food? And so they capture their food with their tentacles. And tentacles, we're all familiar with tentacles, which are like hair-like extensions that you'd find on the jellyfish bell. But they will be covered in these tiny capsules called stinging capsules that will be only 20 microns in diameter. And they have little harpoons coiled up inside them. And so when you touch off those, it's those harpoons that inject the venom. But that's what they use to catch their food. They're not doing that to deliberately sting humans because they're not aware of us. So they're using those stinging capsules and tentacles to catch their food, which is typically plankton. But some jellyfish, like the lion's mane jellyfish, will feed on other jellyfish, so it's a jellyfish predator, and some will even catch fish, juvenile fish.
So if they happen to come across us, they rub up against us, these little capsules will explode and send little harpoons into us.
Exactly, that's what happens. So when you get stung, effectively a tentacle, if it brushes across your arm, these capsules will fire or inject the venom inside you. But This is one of the important things that most people probably don't understand, is that when a tentacle is on your arm, only maybe 3% of those stinging capsules actually inject venom into you. So there could be 100,000 stinging capsules on one tentacle. So, you know, there's a very small proportion of those that will have actually fired venom into you. And so then if you apply the wrong rinse or wrong treatment, you're going to cause all those 100,000 capsules to fire.
So what is the best treatment for a sting? I mean, I know some of them are quite mild. People will have been swimming and they come out and they've been stung by a jellyfish. And, you know, relatively quickly, it's gone. And some of them are more severe.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And actually, 99.99% of jellyfish stings are, you know, does not, like you said, you're stung and within a couple of minutes, you don't feel anything. Then there's some species that do have a more severe sting. But the common jellyfish that we all see are the moon jellyfish, and that's the transparent one, the one that's it's transparent and has these four pink rings. That is a very, very mild sting, if no sting at all, because I'm sure some of your listeners have probably picked them up and thrown them at their siblings at some stage when they were kids on the beach. I'm not recommending that they do that in case they pick up the wrong one. But then there's other species like the compass jellyfish. And that's the one that has, it's a beautiful jellyfish, but it's very big, the size of a football. And it can have these very long tentacles that are maybe a couple of meters long, but it has these very distinctive brown V-shaped markings on it, like a compass rose. But that has a sting, something akin to a nettle sting, maybe a little bit more. So when you get stung by those, you kind of you know about it as that initial kind of sharp sting, and then it'll be there'll be irritation for, you know, 10-15 minutes. But I guess the one that we're all afraid of, or even the name says it, is the Lyne's mane jellyfish. And that's the most severe or venomous jellyfish that we have in Irish waters. So its venom is very toxic, and it's actually one of the reasons that the sting can be so bad is because the jellyfish are so big. So the Lyne's mane jellyfish is a flower-shaped jellyfish. It's got these 8 lobes or petals. It's got a brown colour. But it also has maybe over 1,000 tentacles that can be 4 or 5 meters long. So if you encounter a really large one of them, it's the amount of venom that's put into your body too that can cause a very bad sting.
And it can have impacts on the heart, and, you know, it can all have all sorts of impacts.
It can do all sorts of things. Yeah, it's like the sting from a Lyne's mane jellyfish, it can be very serious. And we've definitely documented lots of cases, especially off Dublin and the famous 40-foot swim in bathing spas. There's been a lot of people who have been badly stung by these jellyfish and have been hospitalised because it can be a slow reaction. Like, certainly it's painful at the start, but it just builds and builds. Mm. And it can slow, kind of affect the body in all sorts of strange ways.
And it did happen to a friend of mine who got a very bad sting from a lion's mane. Now, if you have been stung by a jellyfish, what should you do?
Well, we did the science on this a couple of years ago. We collected lion's mane jellyfish from the 40-foot. We went down there, and that's the one place, if I need a lion's mane jellyfish, I'll go to the 40-foot. I always get them there in August. But we collected the tentacles, and then we kind of essentially milked the venom from them. It's a very difficult thing to do, but we got the venom from them. And then we tested all different types of rinse solutions, different treatments, because there's a two-part treatment. So once you're stung, you might have a tentacle on your arm. It's very important then that you apply the correct rinse. If you apply the wrong rinse, you're going to cause more of those capsules that haven't fired, but they're on your arm, to inject more venom. So the appropriate rinse is vinegar. So you apply vinegar rinse on that solution. But what we have shown is that if you just wash it off with water, it causes the tentacle to move around into a new position on your arm, and it'll cause it to release more venom. So even a simple just rinsing in seawater, which seems like a practical thing to do, causes more venom to be injected into your arm. So what we've shown is that if you apply vinegar, vinegar works where it actually stops the stinging capsules from firing anymore. They're duds from there on. But
you know, the remedy of peeing on the sting, does that work or not?
We have tested that, we did actually test that, and what we found is that urine makes it worse. So, you know, if you did pee on somebody who got stung, it's going to make it a hell of a lot worse. So, so vinegar is the rinse solution. But the important thing to remember is, once you've got venom inside you already, no matter what you rinse you put on your arm, it doesn't make a difference to the venom that's inside your body. That's where you apply a heat pack. So, you know, you can get these heat packs that you kind of, you know, you break them. They're like the coolers or the ice packs. You can crack them and they kind of generate ice or they generate heat. So you get a heat pack and you crack it and it'll generate heat, 45 degrees for about 40 minutes. You apply that heat and that helps, not quite denature the venom, but the venom inside your body, it stops it from working and doing the damage. So that's an important kind of second step. So the venom that's already in you.
All right, Dr. Tom Doyle, lecturer in zoology at the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences at UCC. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.